Hello, welcome to Infinite Prattle. And on this episode today, I'm going to be talking about the Muppets. And some people of a certain generation will hold them dear. Other people will probably think, why the hell are they relevant? So that's what we're going to talk about. So strap in and let's talk about that. You're listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Thanks for joining me for unscripted, unedited, everything. Welcome to the episode. So the Muppets. Firstly, how are you? I hope you're doing really well. I should say that. I forget to do that quite a lot, so I apologise. Thank you for listening as well. The Muppets. I am of a certain generation that I remember the Muppets being quite popular when I was a kid. And they have made a kind of a revival in the last decade or so. But if you don't know what the Muppets are, firstly, go and Google them. But I will kind of give you a little bit of a history. So, Jim Henson was basically a puppeteer. I'm just getting this info from Wikipedia and my own knowledge, in quotation marks. Check the facts. But you know, this is kind of what I'm going off. But basically, the Muppets were created by Jim Henson, they're puppets basically, but he called them Muppets. I'm not really sure why. I'm sure there's a reason for it. But basically, he created them for a TV show. I don't think it was to do with Jim Henson. He was basically creating them for another TV show, as far as I'm aware. And then they were very popular. But that was like back in the 60s. When he kind of created his first one, and then it kind of branched out from there, really. He obviously created the Jim Henson Company and the Puppet Workshop and all that sort of stuff, and they've worked on many, many films. Like, so they're famous for, obviously, all the Muppet films and Sesame Street. Because Sesame Street are technically Muppets, but I don't know if they call themselves Muppets on Sesame Street, because it's like a kid's thing, but they are Muppets, and it was Jim Henson's company that did that. But the other branches, like they did like the Dark Crystal, they did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle films, the original from 1990, and the sequels, I presume. I know they did TMNT 2, anyway. But they've done lots of other feature films. I'm trying to think of the other one. I've just gone completely blank. Anyway, they've done loads of stuff. Fraggle Rock as well was Jim Henson production. And then they've done loads and loads of films. So I'm sure that at some point, even if you don't know them or watch them, you've heard of the Muppets. You know, they're a thing. But I absolutely love the Muppets. I was brought up in a household that kind of, maybe not my dad, but I think he tolerated them. But my mum definitely really liked the Muppets. She was a big fan of Miss Piggy. And I always loved Gonzo because he was just weird. I loved the oddity that was Gonzo. And one of my favourite childhood memories as a kid was, watching, maybe not them on TV, there was probably reruns and stuff, but I remember a VHS that I got when I was a kid, and I'm not sure what year it was out. I mean, I was born in 1983, and I remember watching it a lot when I was a kid, and I've still got it, and I really should probably get out and try and transfer it to DVD or something, because I bet you can't get it anymore. And I'd love to watch it, but I wonder if it's on YouTube, actually, illegally, somewhere. But anyway, it was called The Muppets, Gonzo Presents Muppet Weird Stuff. And it was basically Gonzo sat in his house with his chicken, because he was, like, dating a chicken, which is bizarre in itself. And he was, like, kind of, like, speaking to... I presume it was just done for the video as well. I don't think it was, like... I think maybe the stuff that was in it was clips from The Muppet Show. But the bits interspersed when he's like presenting, I presume, a film just for that VHS, and I bloody loved it. It was great, and he sat with Camilla, which is his girlfriend Chicken. That was bizarre, and basically, yeah, he's just basically showing weird clips from, not even some of them aren't that weird, but I used to love it, and there's a lot of musical numbers in it as well. Most of the musical numbers, to be honest, because on the Muppet Show, they did a lot of covers and stuff. But the one that really sticks in my head from that VHS was Vincent Price singing You've Got a Friend. And firstly, I love that song anyway. It's a great song. Carole King, I think, originally did it. And I think Joe Cocker. Is it Joe Cocker that sang it? What, some old singer as well sang it as well. That sounds terrible singing, saying that. But Vincent Price, one of the best like horror movie actors, one of the best actors in general, really. Very famous for doing the rap in Thriller. And that's really like a vivid childhood memory. And also one of the ones where there's a monster singing I'm So Pretty. And they start off as like a pretty Muppet, if that's a thing. And they turn into a monster and then go on a date with another monster that looks the same. Very bizarre. I mean, the Muppets were a bit out there. And I think that's the reason I liked them. My first memory of the Muppets was that VHS and the Muppet Show. Waldorf and Statler, the ones that used to sit in the box in the theatre and heckle. And I think as you get older, I think you kind of relate to their comedy a bit more, like heckling stuff and taking the piss and stuff like that. So the most famous Muppets are probably Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, Miss Piggy, you know, Big Bird, and you know, Elmo and stuff like that from Sesame Street. But they've made a load of films over the years, and they've got a special place in my heart. And I bring this up because recently I saw a news story, and this is kind of one of the reasons I wanted to do something on the Muppets anyway, because it's something that I like. But I saw a news story recently, just blipped on the radar, and it was a story from The Independent, which is a newspaper in the UK, and it was on their website, and it basically said, "Is it time we let the Muppets die off?" And it's basically about basically saying whether the Muppets are still relevant in today's society, and it's kind of like saying that they're not like something that shouldn't be continued, and puppetry, you know, is a dying art form, etc. But I think it's more really being how they're represented in social media, and I can't remember which one it was, like Twitter or something, like blew up because Elmo had posted something and checked in, and everyone went mad, and it became viral, which is ridiculous. It's a bloody inanimate object at the end of the day, brought to life by very clever people. But I think if you're getting that much uppity about it, you need to have take a break, don't you? You know, at the end of the day, the Muppets are a cultural thing. It'd be like, I mean, you could say the same for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola make these dramatic adverts and ad campaigns. Is it time they died off? It's a product at the end of the day, isn't it? And everyone's got a social media account. People's pets do. My dog's got a bloody Instagram account, which I can never be bothered to post to anymore, if I'm honest with you, but, you know, there we go. But yeah, like, I think that news story kind of grated on me a little bit, because you're like, you know what, is that just creating, like, sensationalism where it's not there? And you're kind of buying into the social media kind of sensationalism by just printing that story, so to speak. So yeah, but I like the Muppets, and I'd be interested to know what you like as well. Is the Muppets something that, you know, have you been brought up on Muppets? Do you know even the Muppets are? Like, am I bringing something new to your life? I would recommend, like, watch one of the films. You know, watch some of the Muppets, and don't be turned off straight away, because sometimes it takes a little bit to get into with these sort of things. But yeah, it's all good. You know, I love them. By the way, I'm using a new microphone. Let me know what it sounds like, because I got a bargain on the internet. I think I posted about it on Instagram and some other socials. It was a bargain, and I could not buy it. A little condenser microphone, so yes. So I've been using it because I like it. It's a bit of a different shape, and it's a phantom powered one. It seems to not pick up as much background noise up. I seem to be able to, you know, speak into it nicely, not pick up, like, it doesn't seem to cut out as much. So for me, it's winning so far. Anyway, back to the Muppets. So yeah, when I was growing up, that Gonzo Muppet video was very, and Gonzo means something else for some people as well. But yeah, if I could, don't Google that. When I was a kid, maybe it doesn't mean what I think it means. Anyway, but back when I was a kid, I used to love Gonzo. He just made me laugh. Him and Fozzie Bear, like, they were just stupid and funny, and I think because Gonzo was a little bit out there and kind of Gonzo was always like a sad character to me because he was kind of ostracized a little bit because he was so weird, but he was also celebrated because of his weirdness. So it was kind of like as a kid that feels like that, and I did as a child. I felt like that I was a little bit, I don't know, like I've said this before, like whether there's, you know, some neurodiversity in my brain, I don't know, but I felt like that as a kid, and I really, really resonated with me with Gonzo. I felt like Gonzo and me could be best pals. And it didn't matter that he was a puppet. I knew he was a puppet, but you kind of, and I know a lot of celebrities have said this actually when they've worked with them, that you forget that someone's operating them, because the people that operate them are so clever that you end up talking directly to the Muppet and not the person that's operating it, because, you know, same with ventriloquists, really. Like, they're very clever at what they do, although they're stood with it, but obviously the Muppets are kind of brought to life and everyone's hidden under the stage. They have to build elaborate stages where everyone's hidden underneath. So, yeah, it's, for me, I really, 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 really fell in love with Gonzo, and I wish we could have been friends. I'd love to meet Gonzo being operated, and it would just, yeah, that'd be joyous. I'd love it. Yeah, in regard to other things I remember we were going to, was Muppet Babies. Muppet Babies was like an animated series, and that was something I used to watch like every weekend it was on, and I used to love it. And I've seen it as an adult, and it's not that good. Well, it's all right, but the animation's not that good. And basically, all that was drawings of the Muppets, but as kids in this nursery, and then they'd use their imagination to go on adventures, and it was a strange program, but again, as a kid, that's how you play, isn't it? That, you know, that's what you do as a child. Like, you're in your little area, you're in your little room, you're in your zone, and that's how you play. You use your imagination, and I really liked Muppet Babies as a cartoon, but they say the animation, looking back, probably wasn't that great, but it was probably one of them things that was very cheaply produced and pushed out, and it was more about the idea rather than high-level production. Sorry to anyone if they're listening that worked on that. I still loved it. But yeah, I think they really got big, like, you know, in the 70s, where they got their own... Sesame Street, I think, came out first in the late 60s, and then The Muppet Show came out in the 70s. It's crazy to think that The Muppet Show has been going since, like, 1969. It's mad. And it's still going now. And it still feels fresh. I watched an episode recently, and it was still... I enjoyed it as an adult. Maybe it's because I have a brain of a 10-year-old. I don't know. But I really remember as a kid, like, watching these Muppet shows and just thinking how zany and great it was. But then they used to have loads of celebrities guests. It was like... When it got popular, like, there was a queue of people, like, trying to get on there. Like, you name it, they appeared on The Muppet Show. It was kind of like The Simpsons of its day, where, there's a waiting list of people to appear in a Simpsons episode. And this was very much, like, a very similar thing. I don't remember seeing the films when I was a kid, to be honest. I remember seeing, which one did I remember seeing first? Probably Christmas Carol was probably one of the first ones I remember. I remember watching Muppets Takes Manhattan when I was a kid, but I don't remember actually. I remember my mum sat and watched it with me, but I actually don't remember watching it, if you know what I mean. That sounds stupid, but I remember that we did watch it, but I don't really recall the story. And I've watched it since, and I still can't recall the story, but the one that really, you know, I watch it every year at Christmas as well, is Muppet Christmas Carol. It's basically a Christmas Carol, Dickens Christmas Carol, but told with Muppets, and Michael Caine plays Scrooge. And it's brilliant, and it's a musical, and it's amazing. And then Muppet Treasure Island came out in 1996. So Muppet Christmas Carol was 92. Treasure Island came out in 96. Again, that used to be the film I used to watch if I was ill. It's brilliant, it's funny. God, what's he called? Oh, God. Oh, he's going to kill... Oh, Long John Silver was played by... the guy that's in Rocky Horror Show, who plays Frankenfurter. I can't think of his name. Him, anyway. Oh my God, that's so annoying. And he's brilliant in it. It's just amazing. Also, Billy Connolly's in it as well. And he's amazing in it. He's not in it very long, but spoiler alert. But he's brilliant in it. It's just hilarious, you know. The Muppets are just funny. And then Muppets from Space came out, which didn't get a very good review kind of received, but it was all about Gonzo, so I bloody loved it. Because Gonzo, the thing about Gonzo was, he was a thing. No one knew what he was. He was like a whatever. And Muppets from Space basically told his story about what he was and his connection to his own people and his own kind. And it was wonderful. And I'm watching, looking at Wikipedia now, and I've never seen this A Very Muppet Christmas Movie. Apparently it was one in 2002, A Very Muppet Christmas Movie. Never even heard of it. Amazing. How bizarre. So yeah, and there was a few films, obviously, early in time. So the Muppet Movie was the first one in 1979. Great Muppet Caper, Muppets Take Manhattan. And then Fraggle Rock appeared in the 80s. Fraggle Rock was amazing. That and Muppet Babies was my memory of the Muppets when I was a kid. Less so the Muppet Show. But Fraggle Rock was... I was a little bit scared as well, because I can't remember what they were called. There was like miniature Fraggles that lived underground, which were Muppets. Like miniature, they were called Fraggles. And basically, they were like mining and living underground. And I think it was kind of like the Borrowers, I think. I think they headed out and tried to borrow stuff from the real, like the big world. And then there was these monsters. I'm trying to find what the monsters were called now. The Land of the Gorgs, and the Outer Space World. That's the Outer World. And then you got the Doozers were like a second species. It says here, a second species of small humanoid creatures. They were like small pudgy men, basically, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And they were like all construction workers, and they were smaller than the Fraggles even, as far as I remember. And they were like really miniature. And then the Fraggles looked giant to them. But then when the giants went out into the real world, into the outer world, there was these big animals. I can't remember what they were called. What were they called? It doesn't say. It says the Gorgs. Is that the one? Gorgs? Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, the Gorgs. Family of Gorgs. Fat, furry humanoids standing about 6 foot. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, but they weren't like that scary looking, but for me as a kid, I found them really intimidating because they were basically, Fraggles were like annoying to them and a pest, and they wanted to try and get them and grab them. And so, and I don't know, that really scared me, the fact they were like after them, like they were giants. Like the Fraggles were like nice to the Doozers. Yeah. And they had like a kind of symbiotic relationship. I'm getting really deep here. It's a freaking Fraggle Rock. But yeah, but the Gorgs used to scare me, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But I used to love that show. And the theme tune is, it's just something else. It's just one of the best theme tunes of any show. And that bass line, dun, 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 dun. You just know what's coming. It's ace. Like, don't get me started. Oh, amazing. So, yeah, and that's come back. That's actually on Apple TV at the moment, actually, Fraggle Rock. They restarted it, and I started watching it, and it's brilliant. I've got so much on my watch list. I'm so behind on everything, but need to carry on watching that. And Disney actually bought the whole rights to Jim Henson Studios in, like, the early 2000s, and, like, made a few more films. So they made, what was it called? Muppets Movie. Was it called The Muppets Movie? It was just called The Muppets, I think. And then Muppets Most Wanted. Was it like a... And then they brought back a TV show as well, which was like a primetime series. Was that... Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Was that called Muppets Most Wanted as well? I can't remember. And then they did another film called Muppets Haunted Mansion, which I've actually not seen. And I'll actually have to add that to my Disney Plus. And watch that at some point. And then they had a new series called Muppet Mayhem. The Muppets Mayhem, which was... I've actually seen quite a few of them. And they... For me, they weren't as good, actually. I don't know why. They were funny, but they weren't as quick and as bizarre as they should be. They were still good, though. They were still better than most shite that's on TV, to be honest. Yeah, but I just... The Muppets are amazing. They're not irrelevant in my eyes. Who cares if they got a bloody social media account? Get a life. I mean, you know what? Like... There's a guy that holds a sign that's got a bloody man. What's he called? Dude with sign. Like, why don't people moan about him? I don't care. Yeah, just do what you want. So you're not hurting anyone. The Muppets. You know, if you've not seen them, not heard of them, like, go and sample them. Just Google them. I'm sure there's loads of clips on YouTube or whatever. And I'm gonna actually go and search for the Gonzo Presents Muppet Weird Stuff, because I'm pretty sure it'll be on the internet somewhere, and I need to watch it. And hope it doesn't destroy my childhood memories, because that's something that sometimes happens, isn't it? You know, you go back and watch something that you actually adore, and then you go, "This is absolute bullshit." I don't think that'll happen with that though. The Muppets hold a very strong place in my heart, especially that VHS, which is in the loft. It's in my attic, and it's probably worn out, to be honest, because I played it so much. But what do you think of the Muppets? Do you know them? Do you remember them? Do you think they're irrelevant? Do you think they should die off? It is like 60 years too much to have them in our lives? I don't think so. I enjoy the Muppets. It's a bit of lightheartedness that I think we all need in our lives sometimes, and I'm all for that. So thank you very much for listening. Please like, share, comment, subscribe, all that jazz. Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Infinite Prattle with me, your host, Stephen. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Follow me on social networks @Infinite Prattle, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks very much.